Did you attend the Oxford Overview meeting this past fall?
Yeah, I've gone to all of their meetings because I contribute a lot of data into that studies.
Right, those meetings are always interesting. Mm-hmm. What came out at this year's meeting that you think is clinically relevant?
I think that there are several things which, some of the things which reinforce our previous observations. The thing which reinforces our previous observation is that chemotherapy is very effective in reducing the risk of recurrence and death, and anthracycline-based therapies are superior than non-anthracycline-based therapy. Whereas with the tamoxifen, the data which will be presented is that, yes, tamoxifen continues to show significant reduction in the risk of recurrence, which is about 50% risk of recurrence is reduced, and about 30% reduction in the risk of death. There is two studies, ATOM and ATLAS trial, which are 5 versus 10 years of therapy. And the thing is that even though NSABP study and Scottish trial showed that the longer duration of tamoxifen was associated with somewhat poorer outcome, in this ATLAS and ATOM studies combined data, it does not show that. There is slight but statistically significant further reduction in the risk of recurrence. There is no survival advantage up till now. But the other side of the coin is that as you expose the patient to the longer duration of anti-estrogen therapy, side effects which are life-changing or life-threatening also continue to go up. So when you look at the data, there is about 2% of the patients die from tamoxifen-related events which are not due to breast cancer. So the thing is that we have to see how that data matures before we say that, oh, maybe longer tamoxifen therapy may be better for the patient.
So this is an excess risk of mortality that's 5 and 10 years down the line.
Mm-hmm.
I heard sort of rumors about that. It's interesting. I remember in the 2000 NIH consensus conference, PETA was up there, you know, raising hell, saying, hey, listen, the duration of tamoxifen question really hasn't been answered. Of course, he was running those trials, and it's funny that by the time it got answered, it sort of became obsolete because people are into AIs nowadays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I guess...
And other problem with that ATOM and ATLAS trial, which is kind of unfortunate, is because they were run in the parts of the world where majority of patients, we don't have the estrogen receptors. But close to 2/3 of the patients, there is no receptor inflammation.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That was very surprising.